For 2019, Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center, known as FAPC, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on The Food Files, we'll dive into buggy cuisines with FAPC's business and marketing client coordinator, Aaron Johnson.
The world population is estimated to be 9.7 billion in 2050, so we've got to find a way to get protein sources out there that are inexpensive. If you compare like cricket powder or dry weight cricket, 100 grams, to 100 grams of dry weight beef retail cut, the cricket is 68 grams of protein and 21 grams of fat in comparison to the 8 grams of protein and 71 grams of fat of the beef retail cut. For crickets and beef, like beef, you know, we use so much of resource, environmental resources, land, water, you know, et cetera, feed, whereas crickets and other insects, we won't not necessarily need that volume of water or even that volume of space. We wouldn't need as much to produce an effective amount of cricket protein powder as a beef carcass. Or if you look at it from the land perspective, we're not getting any more land. We're not getting any more grassland, grazing land, when in fact we're actually losing that because of urban sprawl. But we can produce these animals to eat on a smaller scale, but still get the amount of protein that is needed. In other parts of the world, eating insects is not out of the ordinary. The Amazon basin, parts of Africa, Southeast Asia, they're eating beetles, which are rich in fat. In Southern Africa, they're eating caterpillars for their high iron content. And an ant covered in chocolate in some cultures is a special treat. So America is lagging behind in this consumption of insects. I think part of that is our culture here in America. We have been, as a developed country, fortunate to have our protein sources of, you know, cattle and chicken and pork and lamb and goats for so long because we have the space to grow them and we have the availability of natural resources of water and food to produce these animals, that it's not really something that's been on her horizon. But as the population increases, we're going to have to look at different sources of protein. It kind of makes me queasy, but there's parts of bugs and chocolate and that are deemed safe by FDA already. And we've got to get over that ooh factor and be able to consume protein from other sources.
FAPC, a part of OSU's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know while on the go, download the FAPC Connect app today.